Picture a single droplet of water. It's cruising along the Eels River in Logansport when it's sucked into a water intake. Within a few seconds, it's looping through a tube, cooling down steam generated by the city's power plant. Then it's all over almost as soon as it began, out through another tunnel and back into the river.
But this is the intake for TG4 and TG5 condensers.
That's Ed Smith, maintenance supervisor at the Logansport Municipal Utilities Power Plant, a coal-fired plant in Cass County and one of the last municipal power plants in the state. The plant uses water from the Wabash River Basin to condense the steam that turns its generators, turning it back into water so it can be heated and turned into steam again.
It goes in the bottom, comes out the top, and then goes out that line and goes right back out to the river.
Logansport's water intake is really small. It uses about 800 gallons per second, about the size of one of those big aquariums you might see in a hospital waiting room. Now try to imagine how many of those aquariums it would take to fill the Wabash River Basin. It's hard to imagine how all the water in the river could be sucked up. But a new study says there are times Indiana comes dangerously close.
There's an environmental engineering myth or urban legend out there about how much the water in the Mississippi River is used, and by the time it goes by New Orleans.
According to Larry Nyes, Purdue professor of civil engineering, there's this chestnut people repeat about how before the water in the Mississippi reaches the Gulf of Mexico, it's been through a human-engineered system 11 times. Engineers hear this all the time, so Nyes and his colleagues tried to quantify it, and...
there is no information out there.
They couldn't confirm it. They knew someone who might be able to test the idea, though.
My name is Maria Julia Wiener, but I would feel more comfortable if we called me Julia. It's fine.
The Mississippi is really big, so Wiener needed to start smaller, with the Wabash. Her team found that in its more than 475-mile journey, during lower flow months from July to October, every water droplet goes through at least one human-engineered system, like that power plant in Logansport. In fact, Wiener says power plants account for 4 of every 5 human systems that use the Wabash River water.
It's very important to acknowledge how much we do already use the water systems before thinking how else we can do with them.
Wiener says most of the water in these human systems goes right back into the river, but downriver, sometimes it's used up again. This is something civil engineers call unplanned indirect water reuse. The problem isn't the fact the water's being used. It's that not everyone puts it back. When farmers, for instance, use it for irrigation without putting it back, Wiener says that could spell trouble.
All the rivers and the streams need a minimum flow to function well. If they don't, then you're putting at risk, the fish, the other animals, and plants that are related with the river.
She found that during the summer months, water flows into the river at 165 cubic meters per second, and people are withdrawing about 162 meters per second. That's only about one Logansport Municipal Utilities worth of difference. That number is important to be aware of because there could be limits to new activities that take water out of the river system, like another power plant. So far, Indiana's been lucky. Its river level is relatively stable. Indiana's seen both low-flow periods along the Wabash this year, but it also saw flooding this summer.
Another round of storms came through Indiana on Monday night. It made an already bad situation much worse.
So the Hoosier State usually gets plentiful rain to help make up the difference. But Wiener's research might teach engineers and climatologists something about a place like drought-stricken California.
The principles that are presented there really hold true out here in a lot of California basins as well.
Eric Reichert is the center director for the USGS California Water Science Center. He says when water's in short supply, like it is now in California during the drought, even more human systems might touch a droplet of water than in Indiana.
The water in our rivers tends to be reused sometimes multiple times.
And about that question Wiener and her team started with about the Mississippi River, based on her study, she estimates the number of times that water droplet from Logansport goes through a system on its way to the Gulf is more like 3, not 11. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fentum.